Yes, and I mean, to win a Diamond League is a big, big deal in the world of athletics. So 145.94, as you said earlier, and that's significant, very, very significant. Obviously, the automatic qualifying for Doha for the World Championships is 145.80. 145.94, in my opinion, and this is just kind of throwing it out there, there's a possibility even with 145.94 that he may get a quota spot for the World Championships, but that's something that we'll find out down the road. Yes, he came from eighth, and yes, he really stormed over that last 100 metres, and you know, he beat a quality, an absolute quality field. And you know, the interesting thing about it is during the week you wouldn't have given tuppence for him because he was in Cork, he didn't engage, and he dropped out at 400 metres, and you know, when he ran 150 something in the European Cup the week before, so the indications weren't there that there was a 145.94 in him. But you know, mentally and the positivity came through in him today, and I'm absolutely delighted for him because he's worked for it, and you know, it would be great, absolutely brilliant for him and his quest to be at the Olympic Games in 2020, that he would get to Doha, because he needs to experience that level of competition, world level competition. But today, quality race, quality performance. He's back on track on Wednesday night at the Martin Stadium for the Martin Games. Whether or not that race will be fast enough, time will tell. It needs a pacemaker, and I keep saying this, it needs a pacemaker, and if it has a pacemaker, well, and the weather's good, there's always a possibility that he won't get the 45.80, but we'll have to wait and see. So, good results, good news, really, really positive from Mark English, and well done him.
Yeah, and suppose you know him better than a lot of people, Patsy, that time. Hopefully, fingers crossed, will work out. I know in the Nationals Masters, they were on over the weekend as well in Tullamore, and well, suppose any good news from that department?
Well, yes, indeed, and they're still ongoing, actually. It's always a long programme. And early in the day, Brian O'Donnell from Finn Valley, 3K walk winner, the champion. Well done to him. And Katrina Devine, later in the day, posted 800 metres and back in training. She's been away on holidays for a few weeks, but back looking good on the track this last couple of weeks. She won the 800 metres. And the most exciting performance of the day, in some ways, because of the comeback performance of Catherine McDevitt from the Kenny Athletic Club. Now, Catherine Russell, as she was as a young athlete, competed extensively but then dropped out of the sport, and now back competing and won in the 100 metres and the 200 metres, and indeed competing extremely well. So, you know, she's over the moon about that. She's delighted about that. It's a great encouragement to her, and she has entered for the European Masters in Venice in a couple of weeks' time. So this is going to give her a great boost of confidence, and it's just underlines all the hard work she's done. So well done to her, 100 metres and 200 metres with Catherine McDevitt, the little Kenny athlete. And from the Olympian Club out Glens Foley direction, the two O'Donnell sisters, Karen and Michelle, picking up a number of medals along the way as well. A few other medals that I can tell you about. There was Edie Kelly from Finn Valley, and there was Patrick Galvin in the long jump, also from Finn Valley, and there were others, and they're still coming in, so it's as I say, it's still ongoing. But Catherine McDevitt, I suppose, it's a new name in Masters Athletics, and she's back in the sport, and she gives a great example of, you know, having been a young athlete, coming back into the sport and really working hard, and now getting her reward. So well done to her. So it's been a good weekend for both her, O'Donnell, Katrina Devine, and so on. So well done to them all.
And suppose, Pat, before I let you go, a big turnout again today for the Donegal Half Marathon.
Yes, and, you know, the kind of that race today came of age, really, in many, many ways, because, you know, the numbers weren't all that brilliant over the years, but this time round, 500 competitors, you know, good effort put into it, and a great legacy for the late Desi Larkin. You know, his wife competed in it today. That was emotional, and, you know, fair play to her. And but it was a really underlining a great legacy, and indeed an initial initiative by the late Desi Larkin. So all in all, a successful event and a very, very, very positive event. Of course, you got the results earlier, and Kieran McGonigal, back after a long injury, another Kenny athlete, he won it. It's his third time to win it, and the three Finn Valley boys then, Mark McPaul and John McInhill, following them home with Marie McCambridge, as you would expect, one in the ladies section. So yes, a good event, and well done, Little Kenny Athletic Club, on the event, and we remember Desi Larkin on a day like this.